Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good news, Roger.
Good. I'm ready for it.
Yeah. During the period of the government shutdown, so they're not being paid, right?
That's right.
I got to tell you, these ICE agents are real American heroes. They really are. I mean, they've got bounties on their head from the Democrats' cartel partners down in Mexico.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this. I heard this on Fox News last week and my mouth just fell open. Do you realize there have been 81 car ramming attacks now?
Oh, that's the most frequent hazard they face.
Yes, yeah. Against ICE agents. Mm-hmm. So anytime they're out there, they're pulling somebody over, they're trying to arrest somebody, they literally face being potentially pinned against a building, a guardrail,
right,
another car by usually a liberal lunatic or an illegal immigrant encouraged by liberal lunatics who drive at them in a car and try to hit them, try to kill them with the car, using it as a weapon. 81 of those.
Yeah, no doubt. Malice aforethought in every one of them. Yep.
Yeah, that's attempted murder. And another, get this, 28 of those against Customs and Border Patrol agents who are working in the streets with ICE for over 100 attempts just in the last 2 months.
Yeah, mean street.
That's incredible. I mean, like, I was telling my daughter this because she wants to serve in the military. I was like, look, if you want to get the full Fallujah experience you can go to Chicago, honey. You don't have to go to Syria, go to the Middle East. You know what I'm saying? You can go to Chicago. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Truly, they will fire shots at you, right? We caught that guy 2 weeks ago, opened fire on ICE.
Yeah.
They will try to kill you with their vehicle. They're not using IEDs yet, Roger. Yeah. But that's probably just because they haven't figured out how to really work a Molotov cocktail.
Still working on the technology. Yeah.
Now, I want to give you the good news, though.
Okay.
ICE arrested 3,500 criminal illegal aliens. So these are illegal immigrants who have criminal records in addition to their immigration violations, including pedophiles, gang members, child traffickers and murderers, 3,500, while not being paid and while the left and the cartels, but then I repeat myself, we're trying to murder them with gunshots, bounties, and with over 100 vehicle rammings.
And you know, in all of this, applications to join ICE are actually up.
Yes. Yeah, people are like, dude, I served at Fallujah. I could survive Chicago, probably. Probably.
Well,
not by ICE, probably.
They are, though. Yeah, people want to join ICE.
They want to join ICE. I just want to tell my daughter, I said, you want to really serve your country? Don't go fight for Ukraine.
Yeah.
Nah, go fight. Get join Customs and Border Patrol. I'm serious. I told her I'm going to skip college. Go join Customs and Border Patrol. You're smart. You want to fight? Fight for us. Fight here. This is a fight. We're having an ongoing family negotiation about her future. You know how kids are. Anyway, you want the punchline, Roger?
Yeah.
I didn't give you the punchline of this story. I left a critical fact out.
Oops.
So I could use it as the punchline.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I just told you that 3,500 criminal illegal aliens, including murderers, pedophiles, wanted gang members. So these are wanted by Interpol, 3,500 arrested by ICE.
Yep.
During the shutdown, so these brave heroes aren't even being paid. You want to know what the punchline is?
Yeah.
You ready for it?
Go.
You ready for it?
I'm ready.
That was just in Houston.
Okay. Wow.
Let me repeat myself, because you're driving, you're busy, you're fooling with the coffee, you're at the light. You're thinking, I didn't hear that right. Oh, you did. You did. ICE arrests 3,500 illegal aliens with serious criminal records. during the shutdown, right? So just shy of 8 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just in Houston.
Mm, yeah. Separated by the Gulf of America, even.
Yeah. Among those arrested are MS-13 gang members, multiple convicted pedophiles, an illegal alien convicted of kidnapping, child sex traffickers. Love that. By the way, as I read this list to you, Roger, I want Americans to understand what they're doing right now. You know those 300,000 kids we, oops, lost? Nobody knows where they went. If you notice the backgrounds of a lot of these illegals, there is a pedophile conviction in their own country or here. Why? These are the child sex trafficking networks.
Yeah, chilling.
They're run by pedophiles because they can't find, you know, even normal violent murderers, criminals, can't do this. They can't do it day to day. It's too hard. So they have to bring in the pedophiles. That's who they're arresting. Listen to this. Let me just give you a small sample from the Department of Homeland Security. You can, by the way, find this on their website, DHS.gov, in the news section. Leo Michael Acosta Sanchez, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico with an Interpol red notice in Mexico for intentional homicide. What, did he sneak in here, Roger? Nah, he turned himself over to the Biden administration. They let him go. Wait, you mean despite him being wanted by Interpol? Yeah. What's the big deal? Anyway, let's move on. That's Leo Michael Acosta Sanchez. Angel Gabriel Ramirez Robles, previously removed twice from the U.S. and convicted of sexual assault on a child. This is just a small sample of what we picked up in Houston. Ramiro Ricardo Maldonado Trevino, known MS-13 gang member, convicted of alien smuggling, illegally entered the U.S. six times. Noi Lee.
Six times, folks.
Yeah. He's an illegal from Cambodia. They got him for aggravated kidnapping, burglary, carrying a prohibited weapon, theft, and assault. Great guy. You should be lucky to meet him. Gustavo Chacha Cano. Love that name.
Chacha.
Yeah, Chacha. He's from Mexico, and he has convictions for aggravated sex assault on a child. He's gone now. He's going home. Hector Eugenio Ramirez Martinez, sexual indecency with a child. Philemon Palacios Godino, sexual indecency with a child, driving while drunk. Jose Angel Maldonado, twice convicted of sex assault, driving while intoxicated, and illegal entry. Great Democrat voter, though. You're going to love him when he's in the voting booth in the future. Hector Rubio Garcia, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico, convicted of indecent exposure, driving while intoxicated, and evading arrest. John Antonio Hernandez Sanchez, sexual assault, battery, two counts of illegal entry. Brian Jose Cruz Mendez, criminal alien from Honduras, online solicitation for minors under 14. Jose Luis Martinez Hernandez, aggravated sexual assault of children under 14. I could keep going, but you get the idea. Oh, I love this one. I got to do this one, though. He's young, so I'm sure he'll be back multiple times. Milton Enrique Peralta Robles, an illegal alien from El Salvador with convictions here in America for invasive visual recording bath/dress. He likes to record women in public places. Great guy, though, isn't that? Wonderful Democrat voter. Mm. It's probably no big deal. He is convicted, though. Adin Aureliano Martinez, sexual indecency with a child and disorderly conduct. If you want to read the rest, there's so many pages here. You can just go on the DHS site. Again, this is just, Roger, just in Houston.
That is amazing.
This is ICE working without pay, 3,500 illegal immigrants with criminal records, many wanted by Interpol, internationally known gang members, and then again, many of them have, they all have either convictions in their home country or here. 3,500 picked up during the shutdown just in Houston. Does it show you how just the size of the criminal illegal alien nation, really, that Joe Biden led in here? It just shocks the conscience.
Yeah, on matters of scope, that is absolutely astounding. Yeah.
It is. It's mind-blowing. I mean, it shows the sheer number of criminals.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the kind of human scum whom Democrat activists and politicians are protecting.
Well, at least with the criminal records, when they come back, they can't vote.
Yet. Democrats take care of that with an amnesty, then. So. All right, coming up, about that crappy Trump economy, Roger.
Yeah.
When you actually get the numbers behind it, it's pretty good. I mean, I would select all of the above here. Some of these numbers coming out are incredible. And I think a lot of folks who were kind of flipping out on Trump for, wow, you didn't fix the economy in 10 months. Well, I mean, it took Joe Biden like years to break it, though.
Yeah, you got to look at the are you better off than department.
And things are really beginning to turn right now. I think folks are frustrated because, you know, Trump did say I'm going to fix it right away. So I guess they took him literally. I didn't, but I guess they did. But when you look at what is actually going on here, this is incredible. I mean, Trump has done stuff in you know, the second and third quarter that Joe Biden didn't manage to do in the entire previous 3 years when he was breaking the economy. So we'll have some of that coming up. But it's all good news. If this continues, Roger, we are in shape for an economic boom, really starting the beginning of the year that the media is just not talking about. I'll have that up next.
Good. Cool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Took Biden 4 years, well, three really, to break the economy. But somehow Trump's supposed to fix it in less than 12 months. Doesn't make any sense, but that's what Americans expect. But here's the crazy part. He is. Despite what folks are saying in polls right now, and I get some of this because they're still suffering the pain of Bidenflation. It's not over yet. The mixed match between wages, which have been artificially depressed by illegal immigration and legal immigration, and prices, which were Bidenflated by 5%. He ran an average 5% inflation. People are still hurting from that, but it's getting better. New TIP Economic Optimism Index, lower today than it was June 2020. That's because the media is talking it down during the peak of COVID mania when the economy absolutely got kneecapped. Just 34% give Trump an A or a B on his handling of the economy, while 49% give him a D or an F. Not good going into the midterms. But what's the reality? This is what's so incredible. According to the Atlanta Fed's GDP Now forecast, again, if you've been watching the politics there, the Fed, not a friend of Trump, even though he's the president. Federal Reserve is actually independent, but definitely not a fan or a friend of Trump. Even the Atlanta Fed GDP Now forecast admits the economy grew by a staggering 4.2% in the third quarter. That is amazing. The third quarter, of course, ends in October. If that growth rate holds, it will be on top of the 3.8% gain in the second quarter, which means that from April to October, so that's the first full 6 months of economic performance in Trump's second term, the economy will have grown at a faster pace than it did during the entire previous 3 years under Joe Biden. That's unbelievable. So in other words, more gain in economic growth in 6 full months under Trump than in the entire 3 years under Joe Biden. And that's because Democrats were deliberately trying to kneecap the economy while looting, robbing us blind through the printing of money, and that resulted in the inflation. But we know that. A lot of Americans don't know it. So folks, if anyone other than Trump were in the White House, this would be front page news. These are unbelievable numbers. Again, the economy overall growing more in the 6 months under Trump than in the entire previous 3 years under Joe Biden. And of course, they throw out that weird COVID year because it's a weird year. So what are people upset about? Well, they're upset about the fact that real wages aren't keeping up with cost. It's hard to go to the store. I see this myself. Everybody struggles with it. You see it. But what's up with that? Trump's not getting it fixed. Well, actually, he is. People just need to just take a breath, take a beat. Listen to this. Real wages, after adjusting for inflation, were up almost 1% in just the first 8 months of the year. That's incredible. When Joe Biden left office, real wages were nearly 2% below where they were when he took office. So just to get here, Trump needed a 3 percentage point gain. And he did it. This is an incredible story, and I'm just going to keep telling it. I mean, I don't know what else to do. So let me do that again. So wages up almost 1% in the first 8 months of the year. This is people's main complaint, that they feel like wages aren't keeping up with prices. Okay, so wages up almost 1% in the first 8 months of this year. When Joe Biden left office, real wages were 2% below where they were when he took office. That's incredible. And the only way you do that is you fled the country with 25 million. 12 million came over to open border and the others overstayed their visas. That's how you did. And then you flood it with H-1Bs and you just beat Americans down, which is what Democrats did. And they'll do it worse if you put them in office. So, okay, wages up 1%. Joe Biden left with wages 2% below where they were when he took office. Trump is slowly pushing the boulder up the hill. So what about price increases? Well, those have started to return to pre-Biden levels. No, in other words, normal. Average inflation rate in Trump's first term, 2%. Under Biden, it was 5%. So far under Trump, 2%. Second term, it's 3%. So he's pushing it back down to those norms. And the 5% is what got us where we are. I mean, you have prices go up 20% over 4 years. It's going to take a little adjustment. It is. So Trump's got prices increasing at 3%. By the way, historically normal. 3% under is historically normal inflation. But it still hurts because people are paying that 20% from Joe Biden. When basically, folks, they just looted the Treasury. They printed themselves a bunch of cash and gave to their friends is what it adds up to. And drove the inflation rate through the roof while robbing Americans blind. We're recovering from that, but we're getting there. And folks, it is amazing to have accomplished this in less than a year. What about unemployment? Well, two problems with that. Trump cannot fix the unemployment. A lot of what's weighing these numbers down is blue state disaster economies. 6 of the 10 states with the highest unemployment rates are blue, whereas 6 of the 10 states with the lowest unemployment rates are red. Why? Red states are creating jobs. They are not kneecapping their economies. As Democrats do when they run stuff. Well, what about people can't afford houses? Again, that's a problem across the country, but it's skewed upward in terms of housing price by the blue states. 9 of the 10 most expensive states for housing are either blue or purple. Why? They got all those illegals packed in there. So it's bad for rent. It's bad for, you know, homeownership. It's bad for all of it. And federal deficits are coming in lower under Trump than they were in Biden's last year in office. So, folks, here's the thing. I don't even know that there's $21 trillion worth of investment that Trump has got. I don't know that there's much more he can do on the economy with this Congress he has. But what he's managed to do single-handedly is incredible. I mean, I'm truly thankful for it this Thanksgiving. Now they just need the messaging to catch up. Do a better job of messaging. And that's the real problem. It's not the economy. It's the messaging. Just take a beat. Slow down. Yeah, everybody's kind of sort of interested in your 28-point plan for ending the Russia-Ukraine war. But what they really want is a 28-point plan for Gen Z being able to buy a house before they're 58. That's what...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They want. Folks, this is the weirdest segment I'll do today. It's getting exponentially strange out there about Thomas Crooks, you know, the assassin who attempted to kill Donald Trump. You watch this all weekend. I've got a great roundup on it on my X feed you want to read. The FBI, I'm going to bottom line it for you, as of this weekend, is still lying about Thomas Crooks. And poor Miranda Devine of the New York Post is beside herself. Now, Miranda Devine, I don't know how she says her last name. I've heard it pronounced both ways by talk show hosts, so I who knows? She is an incredible investigative reporter with the New York Post. She single-handedly led the team that broke the Hunter Biden laptop story. She got every bit of it right. And at one point was censored by the FBI under Joe Biden for telling the truth. So there's a long-standing clash between her and the FBI. But I thought that would be over now that Trump is in office. Not so. She had a bad weekend. She broke an incredible story, which, to be truthful, actually Tucker Carlson broke first, but everyone's pretending he didn't. But she, and it clearly has the same source he does, she broke the story showing, proving definitively that the FBI lied about Thomas Crooks when they said, well, he has just a very small internet history when he was 15. Yeah, huge Trump supporter. Yeah, and then he disappears. Nothing to see here. There's no other internet history? No, there isn't. Before Dan Bongino went through the front doors of the FBI, he thought that was weird. He made a big deal out of how he didn't believe it. Now he tells us we should believe it. The problem is, we found the rest of the internet history. And he and Kash Patel are either lying to you, or they haven't seen it because the agents who work for them have hidden it from them. The problem that Dan Bongino and Kash Patel have, though, is that internet history is now all over X, the one they said didn't exist, the one where Thomas Crooks becomes increasingly violent, becomes a doctrinaire leftist, and openly, under his own name, talks about the people he wants to murder. And he hates Donald Trump. It gets uber weird when the last post of his online, that we know of at this point, which was in the fall of 2020, not 2024 when he would shoot Trump, but 2020. He's going back and forth with a member of a left-wing neo-Nazi group that since has been labeled a terror organization. This group has extensive ties to Antifa. And they're going back and forth after Crooks tags him, talking about the terror attack he wants to launch. He hates, you know, Trump hates MAGA, wants to launch a terror attack on the federal government. They're quoting Mao and the Chinese Communist Revolution and, you know, talking about how great this terror attack is going to be. FBI said no, that happened. Miranda Devine broke a story last week that said it did. Kash Patel and Dan Bongino assured us there was no there, and none of that happened. Kind of embarrassing last week when Miranda Devine, whatever, highly respected reporter, says y'all either were lying to us or you don't have all the facts. You can't seem to get them out of your FBI. So over the weekend, Dan Bongino and Kash Patel, who still will not contact the New York Post back for comment. She requested they comment on her findings. They won't talk to her. Instead, went to Brooke Singman over at Fox to debunk Miranda Devine in the New York Post article. Oh, so it wasn't true? See, that's the weird part. The headline makes it look like they're debunking it. Thomas Crooks acted alone. Well, Miranda Devine never said he didn't act alone. She didn't say that. She just simply asked about all his left-wing contacts that both Christopher Wray and Dan Bongino and Cash Patel have, are not telling the truth about one way or another. And then you go point by point by point through their so-called correction of her article, and they actually confirm everything she wrote, but act like they're putting it out for the first time instead of hiding it like they have been since they've been in office. You should just read her tweet storm on it. I have it up on my X feed. It's going to change the way you look at the FBI under Trump. Something is badly, 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 badly wrong inside that FBI. They're either lying, the power's gone to their head, or they just, Cash Patel and Dan Bongino just are embarrassed again because they can't seem to get real information out of the people who work for them. I don't know why these people haven't been fired. I don't know which it is. But then it gets weird. Oh, wait, that wasn't weird? Oh, no, that wasn't the weirdest part. It gets real weird. Because they come out and buried in this supposed correction where they actually confirm everything Miranda Devine in the New York Post reported was true. Because they can't, we have the screenshots. I mean, it's all over X. You can't lie about it anymore. And this is what you're seeing from Bongino and Patel, by the way. When you can't lie about it anymore, when they can't lie about it anymore, they come out and release the information and act like they broke it. It's kind of disgusting. But that's not the crazy part. No, no, no. The stark, raving, mad, crazy part is that buried in this so-called correction, which is no correction at all, it actually confirms everything she reported, the New York Post reported, they tell one last lie. They say that Thomas Crooks did not tag anyone online. Well, the problem is we have the screenshots. We have it all. And not only do we have it from Tucker Carlson, we have it from Miranda Devine. Here's what happened, okay? But after the shooting, they went and deleted all of his accounts off YouTube, off all these social media posts. We don't know who requested it, but they deleted it, said he violated their terrorism policy. Okay, cool, fine. So what this is basically Archives Wayback Machine that has all of the Crooks' comments and then the comments back by the left-wing neo-Nazi terror group guy. And they're going back and forth. Now, the original comments, they're still up on the online. Thomas Crooks' comments are deleted, but everything around them is still up. You could go see it. So all they did was match the two and realize in Thomas Crooks' last post, he tagged a member of a left-wing neo-Nazi terror org, Norwegian neo-Nazi terror org, with affiliations with Antifa, and then he disappeared. Weird, right? Shouldn't the FBI explain that, especially since he lied about it? Said it didn't exist, this internet history didn't exist, including Bongino and Cash Patel. Could they explain why he disappeared after this exchange? No, they're denying it ever happened. But it's right there on YouTube if you want to see it. Why are Bongino and Patel lying about Thomas Crooks tagging this guy? Well, why are they lying about it? Still over the weekend. We have the screenshots. They're all over X. And they're just saying, no, he didn't tag anybody. We're going to move on now. Miranda Devine really wants to talk to them. Just for comment, but they won't call her. What is going on? Meanwhile, over the weekend, and this is weird. Headline, President Trump is 100% satisfied and confident in FBI. Yeah, in FBI Director Cash Patel and Dan Bongino's conclusion that the Butler PA attempted assassination, Thomas Crooks acted alone. Wait. Trump says he's 100% satisfied the same weekend that the New York Post catches Bongino and Patel lying about Crooks' background again? Really? Okay. Folks, if you want to read it all and see all the tweets that is stacking up, it's on my X feed. It's really, honestly, you almost got to see it for yourself to track the whole thing. And I'm wondering if Trump knows Patel and Bongino were still lying about Thomas Crooks tagging a member of that left-wing terror group this weekend. I mean, like, literally still lying about it. And by the way, tagging him in a discussion about Crooks conducting a terror attack. New York Post has the screenshots, and no, we're just not going to get to the bottom of this. Okay. Look, there goes a squirrel. The New York Post, Miranda Devine, broke the Hunter Biden laptop story. Legendary reporting, never made a single error in any of that. But over the weekend, the New York Post, this is the weirdest thing, folks, was blasting Dan Bongino and Kash Patel for not telling the truth about Thomas Crooks. Let me just read what Miranda Devine wrote about this after they put out a hit piece on her. They put out a hit piece and the headline makes it look like her story's wrong. Will you go, it's like a correction piece. Will you go read it all? It confirms all of her reporting, and Bongino and Patel act like they're putting the facts out. What facts? Details about Thomas Crooks they claimed to us earlier this year didn't exist. Let me read it. Miranda Devine, investigative reporter for the New York Post, writes, now Kash Patel is casually divulging all of this information about Thomas Crooks as if it's nothing. And he, Bongino, and some nameless official are claiming they have debunked recent reports that suggested several theories. They've also issued a memo titled Correcting False Media Reporting on Thomas Crooks, which actually confirms every bit of my reporting in the New York Post and debunks nothing. It's cowardly and dishonest to intimate otherwise. If Patel and Bongino were on the level, they would have answered my questions and, most importantly, the questions of lawmakers instead of firing off a bogus memo and doing another Bobbsey Twins interview on Fox. When you get called out by the New York Post and Miranda Devine for lying, normally you're a Biden FBI director. She continues, however, it is notable that the FBI and Patel and Bongino have chosen to provide new information about would-be Trump assassin Thomas Crooks that they claim did not exist, but now they're divulging it because they have to. They've been forced to by this investigative reporting the New York Post has done. However, she writes, it is notable that the FBI, Patel and Bongino have chosen to provide new information about would-be Trump assassin Thomas Crooks to a reporter who did not break this week's stories about Crooks' digital footprint, his abrupt conversion from pro-Trump to anti-Trump in June 2020, his accounts on furry website DeviantArt, and communications with a Norwegian terrorist member. This is information that should have been made available to Congress, the Comparatory family, because remember, he was killed at the Butler rally, and the American public a long time ago. Now Kash Patel is casually divulging all of this as if it's nothing, and he and Bongino and some nameless official are claiming they've debunked recent reports. Folks, they keep doing this. This has happened with the pipe bomber in the last few weeks, where the FBI was lying about that too, and then Congress bust them, the Blaze bust them, and then they put all the facts out like they've been telling us the whole time. I'm not saying Bongino and Patel are bad guys. I don't know that for a fact. I don't. But what I am saying is they're not telling you the truth. Now, folks on the text line have offered some good reasons for that. Maybe they're infiltrating this organization. Maybe it's still under investigation. Maybe they can't tell us. Maybe that's possible. I don't know. I'm not saying they're bad guys because I don't know. But what I'm saying is this is weird. So if you want to read the whole thing, it's in a series of about three tweets on my X feed, but it'll blow your mind. They're not telling the truth. Texter writes here, I don't understand why you're so surprised that the FBI or any of our intelligence agencies would lie to us. They lied about 9/11. They lied about Las Vegas. They did. That's true. And they lied about COVID. They lied to us for decades. Yes, but not the FBI led by Bongino and Patel. I hope there's a good reason for it. Because when you have the New York Post calling you out for lying, that's not good. Texter writes here, I ever think there's someone attached to the case that's under investigation for something bigger? Possibly. That's why I just read your text to the text line, which, by the way, is 800-905-0989. Coming up next, Trump is rolling out mandatory digital ID, Chinese and European stuff. Wait, Trump is rolling out digital ID? Mandatory digital ID? be? Yeah. That interview is up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.